Hello, hello. This is Erin Fitzgerald here with.
Danielle McRae, Lily
And
Betty.
yeah, hello. And we are doing our very first podcast for Waifus of Overwatch. Woo! Look at us! This is fancy. So, I suppose we should probably start with telling any human who's listening to this who in the world we are. Danielle, you want to go first?
I'm Danielle McRae. I am a voice actor for anime and video games. I love Overwatch so much. It's definitely a drug.
I love it. Can you tell us? I mean, it's the first podcast. You are allowed to talk about yourself. Tell us a little bit about the projects you've worked on as a voice actor. And I would like to know more about your gaming history too, 'cause girl, you've got a solid gaming history. So, can you give us a little bit of that juice?
Of course. So I'm in anime such as Magi, the Kingdom of Magic, as Orba. I'm in a show called Gargantia as or Andaria. I do a few additional characters in Sword Art Online Season 1. For video games, it's Karma in League of Legends, Hagar in World of Warcraft, Painwheel in Skullgirls, Esha and Neptunia Victory 2, and a lot of others.
Awesome. Awesome. And you're a gamer. Like, what age did you start gaming? What are some of your favorite games? Yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, I started gaming since I was a little kid, like a little tiny thing. So I started
I
with the Super
believe you.
Nintendo.
Yeah,
Yes.
I believe you. I believe that you had a controller in your hand before your hands knew how to properly grab a controller.
It felt that way. Like when I had the controller in my hand for the first time, like, yeah, I was kind of meant to do this a little bit. Just a little bit. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of games since I was like, I think I was 6 or 8 years old, one of those ages. I was a little thing. And I love Super Mario Brothers a lot. I love a lot of Metal Gear Solid games. I love Final Fantasy to death.
Right, Danielle McRae
Two.
won on Twitch.
Yes.
Number one, not like spelled out number one. Yeah, that's pretty
Yep.
cool, right? Yeah.
Awesome.
And will you tell everybody where we know each other from?
Well, we know each other. I remember I first met you when we did the Voices of Gaming videos for Skullgirls
Right, because
on
we were in
YouTube.
Skullgirls together.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Skullgirls brought us together.
It did. And you
That
play Painwheel in Skullgirls, correct?
is correct.
I like that I asked that like I didn't know. Like I'm practicing my interviewer, like I'm being an interviewer right now with you because we're doing a podcast and we're like, "Oh, look at us all being hosts and stuff." Yeah, so I know she's Painwheel, guys. Like, come on. I've always because I'm Parasol. Can you give us a little Painwheel? Like, this will be the podcast where I make you do voices.
Oh, it's gonna be the Dance Monkey Dance podcast.
That's what we should call it, the Dance Monkey Dance Podcast. Perfect.
I could do one. Death.
For in itself. Well done. Yeah. So if you guys don't have Skullgirls, I know this is going to be an Overwatch podcast, but get Skullgirls just as a supplement for when you need to not be
Yes.
playing Overwatch because of your addiction being too strong, which we understand because Danielle and I are addicted. Like, it's a problem.
Addicted.
Yeah. Like, we get on to play Overwatch, and I'm like, oh, and I'll only play for an hour. And 5 hours later, like, even just trying to stream it, we're like, oh, it's only going to be an hour stream. And then 5 hours later, we're like, oh, snap, has it been 5 hours?
It doesn't even
Uh-oh.
feel like it either. It feels like
Never.
only an hour has passed or 15 minutes has passed.
It's so true. It's so true.
Yes.
Yes. Do you play any other Blizzard games?
This is the only one.
Yeah,
I'm afraid
me
to play
too.
World of Warcraft. My sister played it and she was super
But
addicted.
it isn't, yeah. And I was terrified of the MMORPGs like Warcraft because everyone always, talked about like you'll give up your life. You'll lose your
Yeah.
if you're married, you'll lose your mate, you'll lose your job because you won't be able to get away. And I was never a PC gamer because I'm only ever been a console gamer. So I never, like I actually ended up working on World of Warcraft a lot which is a blessing. I like Blizzard a lot. I worked for them several times, and they gave me the huge World of Warcraft Warlords of Draenei, you know, like PC pack, which I can't ever play because I don't own any PC in my household. I'm a Mac girl. I'm nothing but Mac. But you're PC, so we're a good balance.
Yes.
PC, Mac. We, you know, wherever I am weak, you are strong.
That's true.
This is cool. Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice balance too.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. Now you have to ask me the questions because I can't remember what I asked you.
All right, so who are you? What have you been in?
And, perfect.
And do you play any video games?
My name is Erin Fitzgerald, and I am also a voice actor. Well, I'm an actor who happens to stand behind a microphone and act, which now is labeled a voice actor, for cartoons, video games, and a little bit of anime. What have I done? Oh, crap. I'm in, like, cartoons like Storybots on Netflix, Miraculous Ladybug, Tales of Ladybug Cat Noir, Ed, Edd n Eddy, I'm really popular for, and the video games that I'm in, really popular titles that I have in common with Danielle, Skullgirls, Hyperdimension Neptunia, I'm Noir Blackheart, I'm in the Persona 4 series as Chie Satanaka, I'm Ural in the World of Warcraft, Warlords of Draenei, Sucker, lots of the Tales games, what else? I know that there's probably a lot, but I'm Atlas. I work for Atlas a lot. I work for Blizzard. I'm in Final Fantasy 13 and 14, and probably some other stuff. But you can always, we'll have the links on the website and stuff. Like, what is your website, Danielle?
Mine is at DanielleMcCrayVO.com.
Right, www.DanielleMcCrayVO.com. And mine is Erin Fitz. VO.com. So we have that in common. You can get our credits there. I find for me, IMDb is very inaccurate and Wikipedia is missing a lot of stuff. So my website's generally where all that stuff can be found. As far as gaming, I started out with a ColecoVision. I was playing on like when video games were invented, I was alive and present. So I'm not telling y'all my age, but that should give you a good taste of where I started. You know, like I started with ColecoVision was the game thing, and I played that. Now I can't remember the name. I can't even. Games, like, of course, we ended up with a Nintendo eventually once that got invented, but it was a few years, you know. I was gaming before Nintendo, that was a real thing in my universe. I played like these, this one game on the Apple. I had an Apple IIe computer with the little, you know, when you turn it on, it was a little green blinking square. That's what you would see. And you're like, I don't understand why we have a computer. What does this do? But there was a game called Ultima. And I used to play that on the Apple IIe, which was kind of cool. And then, of course, all the Mario games. I loved, I loved Super Mario Brothers. That was so awesome. And then, I finally, PlayStation and Sony came along and my world dramatically transformed. Like, for, I think, post-university, I discovered Final Fantasy VII, and I think I may have spent the next 6 years just playing that game and breeding chocobos. That was my all-time favorite game for a very long time. Like, other games would come and go, but that was my main game. And I loved also, like, Zelda. I loved Zelda. That felt very much like Final Fantasy VII. Before, I played Zelda before Final Fantasy VII because Zelda was around a long, long time ago. So, super fun. And then, because of this last summer, I just didn't work a lot. That happens as an actor. You go through periods of working. All of a sudden, you work for a lot of days in a row. And then you go through months where it's like crickets and nobody's calling. And that's just part of, you know, regular life. I'm sure it's the same in normal humans' lives as well. But, you know, it can be a little bit more exaggerated for an actor. So because of that, me and my PlayStation got to spend some time together. And it has been a work and stream. I was able to create the Twitch channel for myself. I think that's Erin Fitzgerald. And mainly I play Final Fantasy VII because they re-released it for the PlayStation 4 so I can play it again. Woohoo! Breeding chocobos! Yay! And Overwatch. This over... Which... And now... have you played first-person shooters before, Danielle?
I have.
What were the ones you've played?
The first one I played was a game called Unreal Tournament back in 2000.
Nice!
Yeah, so I got a lot of practice with that. I used to snipe and camp. Now, camping is pretty much when you kind of put yourself in one area and you're just sniping people left and right in this one area. So you're just camping for people. So I kind of learned a lot there. And then I played some other shooter games like Mass Effect and Metal Gear Solid. And then Overwatch happened. Oh, and Destiny as well.
So you I've never played Mass Effect, and I know that's where our friend Jen Hale is femshep. Yes. And I've never ever actually experienced her femshep, but you have.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Everyone says, I can't believe I haven't played it yet. But I never played first-person shooters because that perspective made me nauseous. Mm-hmm. Like when Final Fantasy VII, you know, went from 7 to like 8, 9, 10, and they started getting like, tighter perspectives and more realistic, that creeped me out. I'm like, right? Old school little pixelated images. I was not down with the transformation into real characters that look like humans that could scare the pants off you. Mm-hmm. And I definitely couldn't get the whole controlling your own view and perspective and POV. That just made me super nauseous. So I was like, I'm never going to be able to play FPSs. That's just not part of my reality. And I know there's a lot of people who feel the same way I do, but you dove in and you went for it. And so you learned that first person shooter perspective.
Yeah. I mean, when I first played, I actually did not feel very well. Like when I played Unreal Tournament, cause it was like first person, I was so used to playing third person games,
right,
that I actually vomited.
See? Okay. I feel better about myself because you said that out loud. Mm-hmm.
It gets to you.
Yes.
It just gets to you. And it's so hard to get used to something like that.
Yeah, it is. It is. So when I started this summer on Overwatch, it really helped knowing that everybody and their dog was playing this game, because what really got me about Overwatch. Now, I'm not in Overwatch. I work for Blizzard all the time, but I have never worked for them for Overwatch. I am literally just a fan. And the animation was so cartoony. It's a beautiful combination of cartoony with that real life kind of, like, they're realistic characters, but they're still got a nice, beautiful design that's got a cartoony edge that I felt was welcoming to me. And it wasn't dark. Like, I find a lot of FPSs to be like super dark all the time, meaning just the lighting in the game is dark, like, because everybody's mm-hmm. in war or they're in outer space and it's always dark all the time. But Overwatch seemed so bright and light and lovely, and I was like, I would like to play this game, but I'm terrible at the controllers of FPS. And then because you were on, you're so kind and generous and loving and patient.
Aww.
You're like, yeah, come and play with me. And you helped me get started into this universe where my thumbs, literally when we started playing, I yelled at my thumbs all the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. my thumbs were failing me. I couldn't understand the first person perspective. It was really bad. I didn't think I'd ever get to play anyone other than Zenyatta, because he was at least chill in the FPS perspective. So if you're, to me, if you're a brand new gamer and you want to, like, to like first person shooters and you want to play this game, start out as Zenyatta. Yes, learning how to shoot and do what he can do can be complicated, but you're not going to be nauseous because he's not zippy. He doesn't quickly. He stays level, and he speaks very calming words into your brain to make you feel like I can get better. Pain mm-hmm. is the ultimate teacher.
He's so relaxing too.
He is. He is relaxing. He is very relaxing. So I think that's how I was able to get started, because of Zenyatta. It's more of a game where it's like a capture the flag, or it felt for me, it reminded me of playing paintball in real life. I'm like, oh
yeah,
I can do that. I've played paintball. And for the record, Danielle, I do snipe when I'm a paintballer. I camp and I wait and I snipe. But the funny thing is, I thought that would translate to first person shooters. And guess what? I'm not a sniper in first person shooters. Mm. Apparently, I like to get in the mix and fight some stuff. Which is crazy, because mm-hmm. I play Zenyatta and he's too squishy to do that. So I'm learning a lot about my personality and different little warrior aspects I have hidden inside myself.
Seriously.
What about you?
Video games bring out the most surprising things out of people.
What have you learned about yourself
since you
started playing Overwatch?
I didn't know I could snipe until started playing games. I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
Now, you started out on Overwatch playing Zarya or Widowmaker?
I started off with Zarya, and then I also played with Widowmaker.
What is it about them that attracted you?
So for Zarya, what attracted me to her when I first saw her, I was like, you don't see women like this in games. You don't see them looking as beautiful as Zarya is.
Oh, like, preach!
But for Zarya, I mean, I loved a lot of the characters when I first started seeing them, but Zarya stuck out to me like as if she was the main character, because I'm not used to seeing somebody like that in a video game.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing with her, it's just like, I loved how she played. I love how she looks. And I just started maining her. And I still love her. And she's my ultimate waifu. I really love her a lot.
She is your ultimate waifu.
She's
my ultimate waifu.
I'm glad they created her.
Now, we are at the point in the very first podcast where we need to define what is a waifu. How do you understand the term waifu? Where did you learn the term waifu? And just so you know, audience, we may not have your definition of what a waifu is. You may have a complete textbook definition of, like, this is what the internet says the waifu is. And that's okay. But we are coming from our Los Angeles experience of working on Japanese games, Japanese anime. And we hear that term all the time in our universe. Both Danielle and I have been referred to by other people as waifus. Like, we get tweeted at on Wednesdays, like, you are my waifu for Waifu Wednesday, you know, like, so it took me a while to learn this term. I want to know, where did you first hear it, and what is your understanding of what it is?
Okay, so I actually heard the term waifu at an anime convention years and years ago. I didn't know what that was, and I heard husbando too, but I'm like, what is that?
Right.
So I know wife and husband. I don't know waifu and husbando.
And what is the difference? Is there a difference? Yeah.
So in my opinion, a waifu is pretty much someone that you look up to and love and admire to the point where you just want to marry them. Like, mine is Zarya for Overwatch. My waifu is Zarya, and I love her so much. Even though I play Widowmaker a lot, she's like Zarya is my ultimate waifu, and how amazing she is in the battlefield. So that's my waifu.
Right. So, do you feel like, does it mean that she's your wife, or do you feel like if you use the term waifu, it means she's your online animated wife for Overwatch?
Oh,
is there a difference?
I wouldn't say online.
Right.
Oh, there's a huge difference. Okay. She's just the type of woman that I admire and that I strive to be, because she's so strong and she's independent, and I'm like, I love you.
No, seriously, I have a girl crush on Zarya. That's a real thing.
Me too.
Like, how do you not? She's just so... Oh, she represents so many amazing qualities of females that don't really get celebrated so much in media, in entertainment, but they do in other arenas. Like, I think Zarya is so badass, because
she is.
She really is. She's gorgeous on all levels, and her sexy voice, and oh, she's just so sexy. She reminds me of, like, back in the day when I first saw the movie. It was like in the 80s, Red Sonja.
Oh, yeah.
And that actress, like, I'd never seen a woman like that on screen. Like, and I think Xena Warrior Princess came out. Lucy Lawless really represented that kind of, like, ideal as well. So we've seen, there were glimpses of that in entertainment before. But to be, like, a lead character in a video game and it being so acceptable and not, I just love it. She's amazing. Yeah. Excellent choice. Now, for me, the first time I really paid attention to the term waifu was when Greg Miller called Chie Satanaka his waifu. And, like, I'd been told that Chie was everybody's waifu for a while, but I didn't really pay attention to it because I didn't understand what it meant. So I'm like, okay, that's, if it's positive, that's great. But then Greg Miller invited me on the IGN show because of Taylor Hoyt making the suggestion, and he brought me on because Chie was his waifu, and then I'm like, okay, dude, now you gotta, what is a waifu? And he had to break it down to me, like, oh, it's the character I would choose to be my wife in the game. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Now, the funny thing is, to me, I love the term waifu. I think it makes too. So much sense. The term husbando feels like an invented term to go along with waifu. I'm like, yes. It's too long. No one can say husbando. It's too long. It's too long. Why does it have to be a husbando? Why can't everybody just be a waifu? Just because it sounds like the word wife, but it's not spelled like the word wife. So why does it have to be waifu as in like a feminine female wife persona? Because it's W-A-I-F-U. So it shouldn't it just be... That should be the term for all of whoever, whatever character you're madly in love with. Can't you call, in my opinion, this is my very, I'm reinventing words as we're talking because I choose to, because my imagination wants it that way.
Yes. Doesn't mean it's right. I have some male friends who actually agree with you. Like they have some male characters I really love.
Yeah.
And they call them waifus.
Yeah.
So it's like, why can't it be either or?
Right, right. Because it depends on, like, we don't necessarily know what those characters identify in terms of gender identification and sexual identification. So who are we to make the assumption that they would want to be referred to as a waifu or a husbando? You know what I mean? Like, we don't talk about that stuff. Like, I think the beauty of video games and particularly anime and anything that comes out of Japan, but I love that Overwatch and Blizzard really are catching on to it. I feel like they're really listening to what the world wants. And the idea is we get to decide for ourselves what the gender identification and the sexual identification is for the characters based on what we want them to have. That's where all the fan fiction comes out, where we get to decide what somebody's one true pairing is, the OTP. Like, there's so much – I love hearing – when my characters are shipped with other females or shipped in completely different ship, meaning when I say ship, that's like, again, an anime reference where I learned it through anime about pairing somebody off in a relationship. So they're shipped together. I love hearing about really unique shippings because it opens up my idea. Because I brought up in a universe where everything was very male, female, this is this, this is that. I myself don't operate that way. I mean, I have had relationships with women in the past. I've had relationships with men. And I myself don't identify anywhere specifically on any spectrum. I feel that I'm a fluid individual and I have a lot of male qualities and feminine qualities. And I'm attracted to individuals soul to soul to soul. Right now, I've been in a long-term relationship, but we're not officially married, but I call him my husband. But we've been together long enough, we might as well be. you know, that sort of a thing. So when I use the term waifu, I don't mean to nerf anybody's masculinity if I'm using it on a male character. I'm not trying to take away anybody's masculinity if a character is – like I call Reinhardt my waifu. I just love him so much. He's my waifu. Like I want to – I don't know why that works for me, but that works for me. He doesn't – the word husbando doesn't fit for him for me. But so basically what we're saying is there is no wrong way as far as this podcast goes, whether somebody decides someone's their waifu or their husbando. Anybody listening, you can't get caught up with really strict definitions and definings because we're not going to stick to them. We're just not. We're going to be all over the map with it. We're going to and I love the term waifus of Overwatch for this podcast because both of us are considered waifus based on characters we have. So technically we are waifus who play Overwatch and then we have waifus in Overwatch and we will.
It's a waifuception.
It is a waifuception. and we will use the word husbando. Hopefully other we have a bunch of squad members that play Overwatch with us all the time on the obviously on our PlayStations, and when we stream, usually it's our members of our squad. So we will be bringing in squad members to this podcast to be a part of our conversations about these characters that we love so much and the game and everything about it. So it won't be the same people every time. We have a very large squad, and we don't want to have a large, you know, with 10 people on a podcast. It'd be cuckoo. But we will be inviting in our podcast members. And if you are on our website, waifusofow.com, you can go to the squad page and see who our squad members are. A lot of them have Twitch streams that you can follow and subscribe to, which is awesome. And they're amazing players. To be honest, Danielle and I have surrounded ourselves with people who play the game better than we do. For a reason, so that we can win matches. Now, not to say that Danielle and I have not kicked our own set of butt alone, you know, when we've been like just her and I on a match and be like, oh, look, we kicked their butts. Yeah, mm-hmm. we're awesome. High five. Yes, that happens all the time. But we also have an amazing group of Overwatch players that we play with that are constantly teaching us and helping us get better at these characters and get to know these characters better. So that will be exciting. And we also, we have voice actors who are friends who also play Overwatch. So we're going to try and the ones that we know personally and that are friends, we will probably get on the podcast. The ones we don't know, if they're not on the podcast, it's because we, you know, we all may work in the same industry, but we don't all know each other very well. So just mm-hmm. be aware, if somebody's not on the podcast that you guys adore and is a voice actor, it just means that Danielle and I don't run in their circle, and that's not a big deal. So they just may not be on the podcast until we get to know them. And exactly. then we both know a lot of the male voice actors who are in Overwatch. So hopefully we'll be able to get them on. In fact, I did lock down my waifu for the second podcast.
Yay!
So my waifu will be on for our second podcast and kind of like our first official guest on the podcast. And
that's going to be exciting.
I know, right? I'm so excited. He was so very, very enthusiastic and he's very excited. So I was really happy about that. I'm like, oh, then you totally lock in waifus of Overwatch. I love it. I love it. And I'm very excited for you guys because that's a pretty badass way to start out of the gate. I'm very excited about that. What is it that you were hoping to accomplish with this podcast, Danielle? Do you have anything in addition to add?
I think because whenever I play this game at cons, recently I've been playing it at cons.
Me too. I love that.
Yeah, I would just go to the game room mm-hmm. and find Overwatch.
Me too.
My addiction was very fresh.
Yes.
And it was like, it was bad.
Yes.
And
yes.
so I would go yes. and find like Overwatch in the game room. I'm like, do you guys have Overwatch? Please say it. It's like, oh, we do. And so I would play with a friend and then there'll be some people behind me and they wouldn't know what the game was and mm-hmm. they wouldn't be interested in it. And then I would ask them, well, why would you not be interested in this? I just want to know your opinion. It's like, oh, well, because I play World of Warcraft and I don't like first person shooters. And I'm like, that's fine. So mm-hmm. they'll watch. Sometimes they'll watch. Mm-hmm. A few of them I accidentally converted.
Yes.
I didn't mean to. I just played the game and they started watching and then they're like, you know, I think I might try this. I'm like, yes. So it's, I think I want people to pretty much just like, if they don't know what this game is, because there's some people who still don't know what Overwatch is.
Yeah.
This is almost like a way to kind of brief them on what to expect of the game, the characters and stuff like that. And,
yes.
and just to see like if they're interested in it.
Yeah. And we're not coming from the, you know, like we are not aggressive gamers that are like, we're not like some of the podcasts where people are going to get deep into the technical talk and the aspects. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of our squad members might, because there's some badassery to be had.
Mm.
However, Danielle and I are coming from kind of like the newbie perspective of,
yeah.
like, we are just a couple of people who enjoy playing video games for fun. We are not looking to get super serious about it and take it to like this uber professional gamer level. That is not this podcast. If you want mm-hmm. that podcast, you need to find someone else who's doing it, because that's not us. We're here to talk about the characters, the gameplay, as we understand it, as we're getting better with certain characters and waifus, and we discover, like, I am this week, oh my god, can we just talk
about...
I was
going to bring that up.
Do it. Go.
So the brawl this week is Girls, what was it called? Girls Only? Or?
I'm going to turn it on right now. I've got Overwatch playing in the background, so let me tell you the exact thing.
I think it's called No Boys Allowed. I'm not too sure, but I've been playing that brawl for like hours and hours.
Explain what that means.
Okay. The brawl or?
Like what the, yeah, all of it. Yeah, might as well. So, girl power. It's called girl power.
But so every week in Overwatch, there's a new brawl, and what that means is like a new mode for certain characters you can play with. And I see it as a great way to practice these new characters you haven't played with yet.
Yeah.
But this week, there's a brawl called Girl Power.
And right above it, it says, No Boys Allowed.
Yes. So there's nothing but female characters in this brawl this week. And I tried playing with my sister. She doesn't really, I mean, I don't want to say she doesn't like it, but she's so used to playing with Junkrat and stuff. But I
she
see play, it as...
She's like me. Me and Deanna both play male characters majority of the time. Like I would say 99% of the time, I'm choosing a male character. And this makes you choose the female characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's awkward. If you play nothing but the male characters on Overwatch, it is different playing the female characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different. And I can't even put it into words why it's different. But can I tell you, I'm creating a love affair between me and Symmetra. I'm finally getting to learn her. And I'm like,
she's love. Girl, oh, she's like my third.
Girl, you're
good. I have too many waifus in this game.
You do. You do.
Too many.
Well, the girls that I'm playing with because of this girl power brawl that I'm falling in love with are D.Va. I'm finally getting the hang of D.Va, who is she's a tank, you know, and I'm not used to tank characters, although I do play Reinhardt. But D.Va and Pharah, the flying it makes me nauseous with Pharah. But I want to learn her because she's so badass. She might be the coolest character, female character. I don't, between Pharah and Widowmaker, they are, and Zarya, they're, it's so hard. It's so hard. But yeah. So D.Va, Pharah, and Symmetra for me is who I play in the brawl. Who are you playing in the brawl?
Okay, I'm playing, of course, Zarya.
Of course.
I've been playing a lot of Widowmaker because I love her a lot.
Yes. But you're playing Tracer more, too.
Yeah, I'm playing Tracer more, and I haven't really played with her very much because she makes me dizzy.
Right, because she's so zippy.
She is.
I can't, like, she is the one that is my least... Okay, other than the Adora troll, May, who... We call May will never be on our waifu list because we can't stand May. Because majority of people don't play May well. We have one person on our squad that plays May very well. And he had to gently walk us into the universe of allowing May on our team. And because she is awful. She's mostly annoying and gets in the way. And she hurts her own team more than she, you know... hurts the other team, so if she's on my squad half the time, we'll lose because of the May on our team, not because of the May on the other side, which I find is very funny, at least in my Overwatch universe. So we call her the Adora troll. She's a troll.
She is.
You can feel free to talk about May a little bit, because I don't want to be the only stinky May person.
So for me, my experience with May is I just don't trust her. Especially when you come across a May that's against you.
Yeah.
If you look at her face while she's freezing you, she has this disturbing glee, smile on her face.
Sorry.
It's just I can't trust that.
No.
I can't, and it's so creepy.
No. So we'll see if there is any progress throughout this podcast to us warming up. Get it? Warming up to May. Funny. I feel very icy towards her right now. And the one character that you don't see that is my all-time favorite that we'll hopefully get into deeper in future podcasts. And if I could ever track the actress down, who is impossible to find, I would love to have her on the podcast. But she lives in London and she goes for walkabouts in Africa, is the woman who voices Athena. Oh, I love the voice of Athena. She, welcome to Overwatch.
Love.
King's Row. I love her. I love her. She might be my ultimate female waifu in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I love her so. Yeah. So we'll get probably deeper into all of that later, probably. But I love this girl power brawl. This is very exciting. If you're not on Overwatch yet, oh my God, do it this week so you can learn all the chicks. They're amazing.
Yes.
And I don't mean amazing the way... she's ruined that word. She's ruined it for everybody. That's terrible.
Oh, May.
I know. And we haven't even gotten to the boy characters. But we're not, I mean, this podcast wasn't to go through every single character. Ideally, we'll pick a character per podcast to gush about. And we have a great diverse group of squad members, each of them with a different waifu or main, so that we can bring them in as the expert for that character from our squad. And hopefully we'll hear from other people outside as they share their love of these characters, too. I think that's what we hope to accomplish. I really just waifus of Overwatch, I really just want to shout out to Blizzard for creating such diverse female characters, period. Like, straight up, as a woman in gaming, there's just not enough women in gaming and in the professional we're making it side. Like, for example, I was in a session, one session last week where there was 12 men behind the glass while I was recording. 12 men. Now, the universe balanced that out where yesterday I was in a game session and it was all women. But it was like four women and me recording. And I was still like, still four women, and it was just women. And I remember recording World of Warcraft, and the director was a woman, and the writer who was Skyping in on the session, she was also a woman, and that felt like a really big deal. It was a really big moment. So I'm all about, you know, solidarity with my sisters and bringing out more amazing female characters in the gaming universe, more diverse, more representative all over the spectrum. And I think it's really happening. Like, we're living in a very exciting time where we can, and, you know, I think it's interesting that a lot of our squad members choose female characters to play as. And exactly. I think that guys enjoy playing as female characters to explore that side of themselves just as much as women enjoy playing male characters to explore a totally different side of themselves. Like, when I'm playing as Reinhardt, that's bringing out a quality and a aspect of myself that I don't get to have as a woman in my daily life, because I'm just not built like that or strong like that. I'm just not, you know, which is why I like Zarya too. And Junkrat is so psycho. He's cuckoo psycho, and it gives me permission to be cuckoo psycho. And I do have a cuckoo psycho side. That's real. You've heard it. Yeah. What about you? What characters bring out stuff for you? What are you excited to explore further as we get deeper into these shows?
Ooh. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing who else will be in our waifu brigade.
Yes!
All of that from now
on. I love that. Yes.
I don't know. I feel, I don't really, like, I love Torbjorn. I call him Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I love him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Played by Keith Silverstein. Yeah.
Yes. He's my ultimate husbando.
Nice.
I love him so much.
Nice.
I love Winston too. I mean, I've started using him a bit and I'm slowly getting used to him.
Yeah, I really like him too. Winston is squishy. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. He's so squishy when I play him, but I have seen people be amazing with him, like really brutal.
Or they would fly really high and I'm like, I want to do that one
day.
How
do they do that? Yes, yes. There's like magic. Some people are magic with these characters. I'm like, I had no idea this character could do that.
Huh?
Because that character doesn't do that when I play them.
Yeah.
But if anything, other people will probably feel better about their gameplay listening to us talk about ours. Yeah. But please continue.
Yes. Well, I want to see like what else happens, like what the future has in store for us and the podcast, and see what other adventures we can like get ourselves into and more people we can possibly invite, like voice actors.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be good. And every time you hear the word amazing now, everybody's ruined.
Oh, I just said it.
I said it four times since we said it. It's almost like she's a troll. That's how she's a troll. Right there.
That's what she gets you.
She has now taken over everything with her icy evilness. Oh, well, it's true. It's true. Well, I think that's a great beginning. I mean, we're about 40 minutes in. We've done our first podcast. We've tested out the equipment. We don't know what we're doing. So don't expect us to be brilliant at this. But boy, I am so grateful that anybody would even listen to this. I just felt like all of this Overwatch information that we have now put into our brains needed to have a place to go. And so now we have given it a purpose other than just me gaming for an entire summer. Now I'm like, well, now it makes sense because we're doing a podcast to talk about it and share our love with other people who love it, which hopefully makes a lot more sense. And then I feel like all of this, the hours I have spent gaming are for a purpose. And then it also gives me permission as I get busier to make sure I put in my Overwatch hours, because I I need a reason. When I get busy working, I don't want to put this aside at all. I really, really love playing this game too much. So yes. this is awesome. So then I get to say, like, it's a time write-off. Oh, it's business too. Why? Because we created a podcast. Bloopity blah, blah, blah.
I've been doing that this week because I've been really busy this week. So I've been doing, like, my own Overwatch write-off. Just like, well, I'm going to still play. Give it, like, 2-3 hours. It's going to be a write-off. Woo! So I've been doing that too.
See? There you go. There you go. Because we got a podcast now. And we also Twitch stream and all of that. So, we're not making any money, just so you guys know right now. Mm-hmm. We're not making any money with this. If this ever made money, that would just be a perk. But I have a feeling that Danielle and I will do this whether or not we make money, because addiction.
Mm-hmm. We're addicted. That passion that we have for this game is just...
Oh, that's a much better word than addiction. We're just passionate about the game. We're not addicted. We could quit any time.
We're just very passionate about
We're just very passionate about it. Oh, that's like when I went to KitsuneCon and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the first day I've gone without playing Overwatch. I don't know what I'm going to do. So they literally got a console with Overwatch so that I could play it. And I got on and I played for 5 hours. I was like, I don't even know how to play for less than 5 hours. Oh, they were so accommodating. I'm so grateful to them. Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else to say, even though I'm a very chatty person, as you can tell, so this podcast shouldn't be too difficult. What about you, Danielle?
I don't either. I think we covered all the bases, and
Sure. Follow us on Twitter, at waifus of OW.
Waifus of OW.
Yeah. At Waifus of OW. That way you'll know when we've posted a new podcast. We'll mostly be there. We have also on Facebook, you can just look up Waifus of Overwatch, and that should come up as a Facebook fan page. Mm-hmm. And we have a Google Plus page as well. So we're trying to get all of that going. But first, we really need to see if there's even an audience for this, which there may not be. But we'll make it for ourselves. We don't care if you guys listen. Yeah. We'll just do it for us, because
for our own entertainment and all that lovely stuff.
Yeah, so welcome to Waifus of Overwatch, everyone, and yay! Hopefully you tune in to future episodes and interact and play with us. We are always accessible over Twitter. We are definitely there all the time.
Yes.
Yay! So that's it. Congratulations, Danielle.
Congratulations, Erin.
Thank you. And that's it. Ta-da!
Yay!
Bye!
Bye!